seed plant of any other part of this country, and is really the marvel of the world. Its cotton manufacturers, its iron manufacturers have grown enormously. And the South is today, in its cotton factories, in its iron factories, and in the sugar culture of Louisiana, more dependent for its business prosperity on the maintenance of a reasonable protective tariff than any other community in the country. It is vitally interested that the coming revision of the tariff shall be made upon protective principles and not with a view to the adoption of a revenue tariff. The Spanish War led to the entering of the flower of the young men of the South into the Army of the United States in order to uphold the country's cause. This did much to remove sectional feelings lingering after the Civil War and served to unite in a common brotherhood blue and gray. Many of the Southern Democrats have taken an active interest in promoting our present Philippine policy, and more are in sympathy with it. They are opposed to the policy of struggling out of the Philippines. They generally believe that we have a problem of national responsibility there, of aiding those people to stand upon their feet, and that we ought not to leave the islands until we have fully completed our work. They rejoice in the missionary character of what we are doing and in the spread of Christian civilization that we are helping on by our policy in the Philippines. Though too they have not the slightest sympathy with that spirit of the democratic platform, favoring a destruction of certain industrial interests for the purpose of stamping out the evil in their conduct rather than their regulation with a view to bringing them within the law. They know and understand the threat against the prosperity of the country involved in placing in power the Democratic Party under its present leadership. We hear much of Jeffersonian democracy and the adherence by the present regime of the Democratic Party to the principles of Thomas Jefferson. I venture to say that if Jefferson were to return to life, we would not recognize his reputed political dissent.